fellow ATS listeners, and welcome to Rantings of the Perpetually Sleep Deprived on AboveTopSecret.com. I'm your host, Maria Stardust. This show will be my platform to rant or discuss any number of things ranging from social issues to politics and everything else in between. I've managed to find myself with a little free time on my hands today, so I decided to update my blog, which is here on ATS, also titled Rantings of the Perpetually Sleep Deprived. Visit it. There's a lot of rambling nonsense on there, and it's good for a laugh or two. So anyway, my rant today is actually based on an incident that I experienced this weekend. And what happened is that I took my five-year-old boy to see his very first high school football game. And he was so excited, and we really had a lot of fun. And I hadn't been to one of these games in years. I mean, just years. So we get up there, and after picking up, you know, some junk food to snack on, I get us a couple of really good seats. They're on the third row of about the 30-yard line. And so I got a really good view of the game. And anyway, our team, we're just getting our butts kicked left and right. I mean, it's just really a sad affair. So thank goodness the halftime show comes. And my little boy was just impressed with that, just impressed. The bands are playing, and you've got the flag corps out there waving their colorful flags around, and you've got the dance teams out there performing, and the cheerleaders doing their cheers, and it was really a lot of fun, a lot of not glitz, but now there's a lot of spirit, a lot of school spirit there. So that's where I found what happened to be rather ironic. So in the middle of the halftime show, my little boy asks, he goes, "Mommy, why does she have a gun?" And of course, I'm just caught completely off guard with this. And I go, "Well, baby, where? What are you looking at?" And he is pointing to a girl who happens to be a member of the dance drill team. And she's out on the side of the field, and she's positioning several of these white rifles and flags in place on the field for an upcoming routine they're about to do. And these aren't real firearms. They're used for tossing and twirling, you know, like batons. But still, it's a firearm. You can tell it's a rifle. So I go, "Oh, baby, that's not a real gun." And he goes, "Yes, it is. Is she going to shoot someone?" And I'm here, no one's going to get shot. "Then why does she have it?" And I just kind of stammered because I really don't know what else to say. I said, "Well, she's going to dance with it. And he just kind of looks at me, you know, like I'm just telling the biggest fib in the world and I'm pulling the wool over his little eyes or something. And I try to explain, "Well, you know, she's going to throw it up in the air, and when it comes down, she's going to dance with it." And he just rolled his eyes at me, and he said, "Now that's just stupid." And, I mean, really, what else could I say? I mean, he summed it up pretty well there. Which brings me back to the point of my rant. I just find it that ironic that schools, and that's not just this school, so I'm talking schools all across the country, have drill teams that that use guns as a regular part of their routines. And so this comes down basically to school-sanctioned use of guns, which I think is really, really stupid, to be quite honest with you. You know, especially when you've got zero tolerance, where you can't have one child give another child, let's say, an aspirin, or any of these other things that are going on in schools. I mean, you've got they've cracked down on school bullying, on school violence, you know, and I don't even want to get into school shootings, which we're all very familiar with, taking place on a too regular basis, to be quite frank with you. So, you know, we've got video games that these kids play where they shoot everything up in sight. You've got a proliferation of gangs out there. And quite frankly, I really think we've got a generation of children out here that are pretty much numbed to violence. I mean, they see it in the movies, they have it in their games. And I think it's just leading to a general lack of consciousness out there. So I guess that's why I am so caught off guard with why high school drill teams are allowed to use guns or a semblance of guns in their dance routines. So I took it upon myself to try to find out a little history on drill teams, how they started off, and to see why the hell they still use these guns in their routines. So I actually came across a website after much digging, and Lord, it was hard to find anything relating to the history of drill teams. And I found a website, and this is a site for American Dance Drill Team. And their web address is www.danceadts.com, and the article is /ed support/new program/history_drillteam.html. Wow, that was a mouthful. So anyway, the article is titled History of Dance/Drill Team, the First 20 Years, 1929 through 1950, and it was written by Joyce E. Pennington. And it starts off here, and I'm just going to kind of skip through around here, but it starts off, "Once upon a time back in the roaring 20s, there were pep squads. Yes, throughout Texas and the Southwest, there were pep squads at over 150 high schools that were the predecessors of drill teams." So let's see here. "They spanned from the Gulf of Mexico to El Paso, from Central Texas to the Piney Woods of East Texas, and on to Louisiana. Squad sizes varied from 10 to 180, and uniforms were primarily long pleated skirts and blouses with a military flair." So here we go. Here we've got the first mentioning of military here. So I guess that's just a sign of things to come here. "The pep squads were primarily comprised of girls, but had a few spirited boys to participate that were from the ranks of the ROTC. And for those of you who aren't familiar with ROTC, I forgot what ROTC stands for, but basically ROTC are a regiment of students that kind of practice military drills, and they've got the uniforms, and it's really an organization for kids ready to join the military. So this is kind of like a crash course to see if maybe the Army or the Marines or the military would be a good choice for them. So that's kind of where this thing kicks off from. And it seems that with the Great Depression era beginning in 1929, folks were looking for something positive in their lives. They were looking for ways to renew personal spirit and enthusiasm. It would be an organization that would add poise, confidence, and social skills. An organized team of young people that would perform in precision and cheer to the home team victory, which just seemed to be the right medicine for the times." Yeah, that didn't come across quite right, but that's what she's got down. So let's see here. "The pep squads had a variety of activities, from forming a T in the stands for Tigers, which happened to be El Paso High School, to military drills and formations on the field that had a swing flair. And some of the groups would play drums and bugles to emulate the drum and bugle corps that were popular about that time." So here we go. We've got a precedent set that these things, these drill teams are actually an offshoot of these military organizations, and hence the guns. But really, that kind of begs the question, why in this day and age of zero tolerance and school violence, are these drill teams still using these guns as part of their routines? Now, I know some people are going to argue, well, it's tradition and they've been doing it all these years since apparently 1929. And you know what? Who are we to break with tradition? Well, I say, hey, traditions come and they go. And because something was done, you know, 50 some odd years ago, doesn't mean it's good for us to do today. And I, quite frankly, I agree with that sentiment right there. You can argue that it takes a talent to twirl a rifle. Well, yeah, they're big, they're bulky, they're hard to twirl around and toss around, and yeah, you have to have some talent to do that. But is it really necessary, and do we really even want to have guns in the schools, much less, you know, make a mockery or make light of them by using them in dance routines? And that's basically what it boils down to. And anyway, if you would like to say something about this, you know, please, I would love to hear from you. If you would like me to respond to anything you might want to add to this conversation, I'd be happy to respond to that as well. Once again, I'm your host, Maria Stardust, and you have been listening to Rantings of the Perpetually Sleep Deprived here on ATS